This week, we went west with some purple people for Thank You For Being A Friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Hi, my name is Cara Antonio, or also known as Juddy, from the Fremantle Dockers, and I'm here with one of my good friends, Lisa Webb. Welcome.
Thanks, Juddy. Thanks for having me.
So, Lisa Webb, you've made an impact on the football club. I mean, you've stuck around. You've obviously had little Leo.
I have hung around because I do like a few other people around here. I like the whole club, to be honest. But going forward, I am opposition analyst.
All right, Webbs, describe me as a person.
Hardworking, a fantastic leader, the one and only leader of our club so far in the women's space. Extremely passionate about her Freo team, especially the women's team. And would actually give you her last dollar, I reckon. She's one of those people that, although we like to give her a lot of banter, she's one that would do anything for her teammates and her friends and family. So something that you should be very proud of, Jug, because you're a remarkable person.
Oh, thanks, Webbs.
That's all right. All right, I'm done with that. Let's push on.
All right, what have you got for me then? Throw one back at me.
All right, Juddy. Did you give that nickname to yourself?
No, I didn't, actually. I didn't.
What was your first impression of me?
All I'd heard about you was you had a running background, so you were quite fast.
Away so, from people.
Yeah. First impressions, down to earth, bubbly. Yeah, lights up the room when you come in. And we were obviously very fortunate to be able to get someone of your calibre and your age bracket down at the club.
Is that vintage?
What have you got for me? Throw it.
Now, honestly, if you don't answer this one, I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Okay.
Sometimes you look after my son / sons now.
Yep.
Has anything unusual ever happened when I wasn't there?
Well, we obviously have had Ollie, your eldest son, over for a few sleepovers. And look, I'm not going to lie. We have fed him countless amounts of ice cream and chocolate. Mm-hmm. But no doubt he would have come home and told you that.
I'm going to have to stop you there. Why don't you tell the real story? What about that time that I got a phone call when I was at parent-teacher interviews for you guys to tell me that my son needed to go to hospital because he'd split his head from falling off one of the Pilates machines?
Yeah, so do you want to know the real story behind that?
Yeah, you should.
And
you
I will
throw
definitely
him off.
Throw – no, it wasn't me. I will throw Ebony under the bus here. I said, Epps, can you just look after Ollie for 2 seconds? I've just got to go around and do something. We're at the club.
You know that's like two kids looking after each other.
I know. I've regretted it ever since. And I turn around for a split second and then bang. Tears start to appear. And Ebony's
what about
like,
Ollie?
Ebony, I've never seen Ebony go so white in her face ever before. And she's, Juddy, 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 oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. There's blood coming from his ear where his cochlear is. And I was just like, luckily, Mark, your husband, who you said was a player at the club at one stage to get a free car park, but anyway, that's a story for another day, was actually at the club. So in a team meeting with Ross Lyon at the forefront, and he had to skim on out the meeting at the club. And
he was happy about that,
look,
wasn't
luckily
he?
Ollie's fine, but look, I wouldn't have left, I won't leave Ollie in Ebony's care ever again by herself, so I apologise. That's the real story.
That is the true story, and that's the one we know about.
Mm. Anyway, moving on. I've got one for you. If I ever had something stuck in my teeth, would you tell me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you had
would
it,
actually.
You had it like 2 days ago. Do you remember?
You tell me.
Well, she's a frequent eater, and I would too if I trained as much as her. Very strong and ripped, this girl, so she can eat what she likes. Lucky for some. Post-career, it all changes, by the way. I'm just giving you a bit of a heads up. Just telling you from a friend.
I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. So.
No. But yeah, I did. I told you 2 days ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, you are. You are.
There's quite a bit
pretty
there.
Good with that stuff. Some people get embarrassed. You just get straight to it.
When you're on media straight as much as you are.
Oh, please.
Honestly. It's probably best I do. All right. Got one for you. And yep. I already know the answer to this. Mm. I'm a bit nervous about it. Describe my cooking.
Look, you've cooked for me a few times in the past.
Is Uber Eats classified as cooking?
You're a stress head in the kitchen, I would say. You're a bit of a perfectionist at all things that you do. And I reckon Mark, your husband, rubs off on you in that way.
In all honesty, when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I've got Leo who needs a nappy change.
Yeah.
Ollie's all over the shop. Mark's probably not home because he's probably still at work. and you two are sitting at my kitchen bench, absolutely staring me down. Honestly, I can imagine it's like a centre square bounce and you're in a grand final and you're coming up against opposition. These two are staring me down like no other.
We're hungry girls. Hungry girls.
There's hungry girls and then there's that. You girls are on another level and I get nervous and I've burned a few things.
Yeah, but it's all right. The charcoal makes, you know, it all worthwhile. No, you're good in the kitchen. You're good in the kitchen. You've just got a lot of things to manage, don't you, at home?
The four kids.
Mm. All right, I've got one for you. What's your favourite memory playing alongside me?
Probably the day, and it is a little bit more serious. So that day, that week that Ollie was in hospital and he wasn't so well. And I just had a little sneaky look over at Juddy pre-game and she had tape on her hand with Ollie's name on it. And that's when I knew I was in the right place because that was very inspiring out there. And I know you do it a lot with the players now that are injured.
So I reckon my favourite moment with you was a game up in Darwin and we took on the Crows and poor Chelsea Randall, one of my good mates that I used to play at Swan Districts with and used to be a housemate of, got reported for her hair hitting you in the face, I believe. And we've got the replay. We watch it. I probably watch it at least once a year just to give me a bit of a giggle. But you'd acted like you'd been hit by a truck and I pretty much told you to get off the ground. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that how it was?
I was stumbling off the ground. Almost,
and she
almost
got a reprimand,
concussed.
Did she not?
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is it was my ponytail and it was very wet up there, so it must have been very heavy. But something, in all honesty, hit me in the, it was not Chelsea Randall. I made sure that that was clear. But my nose was bleeding. I think there was a drip or two. Got called off blood rule.
What was I doing
in a contest with Chelsea Randall, to be absolutely
honest? Yeah, exactly.
Honest?
You're an outside player. Just stick to the outside and let the inside players do it. All right, you got anything else or are we wrapping this up?
We're wrapping it up.
Love your best friend. Thanks, Lise. See ya.